This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump repeated charges Wednesday that Jews who vote for opposition Democrats are showing disloyalty.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
The president's statement has been met with disbelief by Jewish American liberal groups and welcomed by conservative ones. Batya Ungar Sargon, who is an opinion editor for the Forward publication, called the comments anti-Semitic.
The trope of dual loyalty, the insinuation that Jews are or should be more loyal to Israel than to the countries where they live, is a classic of the anti-Semitic trope genre.
Trump's attacks came as he again assailed two first-term Muslim lawmakers, Democratic members of Congress Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Both are vocal critics of Israel and its treatment of Palestinians. Iran displayed what it described as a domestically built, long-range mobile surface-to-air missile system on Thursday. That, according to Iranian state media, Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
State TV released footage on Thursday showing President Hassan Rouhani at the unveiling ceremony for the Bavar 373 system. The announcement comes amid rising tension with the United States. Iran shot down a U.S. surveillance drone in the Gulf with a surface-to-air missile in June, saying it was over its territory. But the U.S. insists the drone was in international airspace. Iran has developed a large domestic arms industry in the face of international sanctions and embargoes. Western analysts say Iran often exaggerates its weapon capabilities.
That was Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. More for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump says he does not appreciate how Denmark rejected his idea of buying Greenland, so he canceled a visit to Copenhagen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way. At least unto me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I've been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has accused non-governmental organizations of setting forest fires. This comes a day after the government monitoring agency said the country has seen a record number of wildfires this year. The WWF has blamed this year's sharp increase on accelerating deforestation in the Amazon, which is seen as crucial to keeping climate change in check. Robert Mugga is co-founder of the Igarapé Institute and a political scientist out of Brazil.
There's a long tradition of the current president having, let's say, a tense relationship with non-governmental organizations that extend way before he became president. Right now, there is a sense within some of the administration that NGOs represent, in a way, a threat to the government, to the sovereignty of the government. And so there's an ideological crusade right now with this particular president.
Conservationists have blamed Bolsonaro for the plight of the Amazon, saying he encouraged loggers and farmers to clear the land. The UN Secretary General will travel to the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo next week. Here's VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Félix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. VOA.